B-Pod Studios.
That's a wrap.
The Wrap Party Podcast with Manny and Loren.
All right, welcome to a Wrap Party Podcast, everybody. Today is Friday. It is St. Patty's Day. And oh, are you going to call her?
No, but I was going to have
to
call.
We are going to talk to Loren's au pair friend, Elena.
She's not my au pair anymore.
Okay, well, she's your friend.
She was my first.
And she lives in Italy, so I have a couple questions for her.
Okay.
But anyway, before we get to that, Nicole is in here. We're all wearing green. I love that. You have a doctor's appointment today, though, so you will not be celebrating St. Patty's Day unless you come out of your doctor's appointment feeling like you should. Now,
like we solved something.
There's two things that can happen.
Yeah.
One, you can go to the doctor and you can think that whatever issue you think you're having, you're not having, and you can drink in celebration. Two, you can come out of the doctor and find out that there is an issue and you can go drinking to get rid of that feeling. You could quell that feeling by drinking.
I guess. Or you know what I'm sure is going to happen today? I'm going to go to the doctor. It's going to be inconclusive. And then they're going to send me for a bunch of tests with a specialist.
Mm.
That's what I think is going to happen, which will freak me out even more.
So in honor of St. Patty's Day, we have a couple of Irish jokes. What does an Irish ghost drink on St. Patty's Day?
That's E. She's calling.
Okay. What's an Irish ghost drink on St. Patty's Day?
I don't know what.
Booze.
Okay.
There's Elena. Hi, Elena.
Hi. How are you guys?
I'm good. I miss you.
I miss you too.
Well, good. Now that we got that out of the way, happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Right.
So,
you start drinking, guys?
Manny has. I know you're shocked by that.
I did. I had a beer in the studio, but it was in our office, and I just wanted to celebrate today because it is Friday, and it's St. Patty's Day. And then here in the U.S., we have what's called March Madness, Elena, with basketball all day. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be great. Just a great day.
Love it.
So just curious, since you're a friend of ours who lives in another country and you live in Italy, and a lot of people that live here in the United States are either Irish or Italian, have that descent. And so we're wondering, in Italy, is anybody wearing green today and saying happy St. Patty's Day?
So I would say no, not as common. In fact, like I was reading yesterday night because I show my friends that you guys do that and then you paint rivers green. So we actually
Chicago.
Don't do any big like that. But in the big cities, you can find like St. Patrick festivals, or we have in Orvieto, there's a St. Patrick well.
Oh, so did not know that.
St. Patrick what?
There's like,
well?
Oh, a well.
Is that what
Yeah. So there's the big city usually does, like, for example, in Milan now, there's a St. Patrick Festival that lasts a week, I think. Yeah.
Oh, you guys celebrate for a week?
Town, yeah, probably. I mean, it's just an excuse to have, like, food trucks and, like, I don't know, heritage from Ireland. I don't know. I read about it that there's, like, folklore shows. So probably it's, like, they're dances. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Americans just find any excuse to party and celebrate, but
yeah.
Well,
yeah, I think it's the last few years that we start celebrating, but just in the big cities. Like, for example, where I live, to be honest, no, there's probably just one bar that does that because it's like that kind of Irish pub style.
Yeah, right. The Irish pubs will have something going on.
Yeah.
So, but
and
like,
it's
so
just
today, like growing up in New Jersey, Elena, where there was a big Irish population and honestly a big Italian population, even if you were Italian, like you wore green to school.
Mm-hmm.
Like growing up, my mom would be like, don't forget to wear green.
We all have green on. And I called, and it's so funny, Elena, because I called Kiara this morning to talk to Cash because I gave him like a little.
Why are you going to make Elena all sad?
I'm not. It's just funny because she'll appreciate this. But anyway, I put a couple like cookies in his bag for his teachers to celebrate in St. Patrick's Day. And when I called him to remind him, he didn't have green on. And I was like, Kiara, he's got to wear green today. It's St. Patrick's Day. And she was like, oh, well, let me go try to find something.
Yeah, no, it's not common. Yeah, if, for example, you know that I've been a teacher, we don't do anything about St. Patrick's Day for kids at school. So it's not actually how our...
Okay. So the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was I have been watching your baseball team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dallas told me that they're drinking espresso.
Yeah.
They have an espresso machine in the dugout, and Mike Piazza, who is the coach of the Italian baseball team, he said that the espresso is great, but they're drinking out of crappy paper cups.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I think I saw a reel on Instagram that they were, like, cheering with an espresso. That was funny.
Was there any buzz or any juice or anybody care about the Italy baseball team?
No, to be honest, no. If I wasn't for Dallas, I don't think I knew it that we had a baseball team.
That's funny.
But in some other countries, it's a big deal. Like, Great Britain hasn't had... you know, a baseball team in a long time. I know Australia is crazy about their team, but Australia is another party country that looks for any reason to stay up till 4 a.m. and party.
And they play cricket in Australia, so I feel like it's an easy transition.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, good point. Yeah,
unfortunately, like, soccer for us is just, like, religion. Like, Italy is, like, faith, like, church, and then soccer. That's it. So we don't have, like, we can think about something else.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Didn't you want to ask about the beans?
I want to talk about the beans, but first I want to pronounce some of these guys' names.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, the Italian team has already lost, but they actually played pretty well. They lost to Japan, and Japan's expected to win the whole thing. Vincenzo.
Okay, but
they're
Italian guys?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What's that?
It's actually Italian guys playing inside?
Yeah. So, like, each team, it's kind of like the Olympics, but just for baseball. So Italy made the tournament. And I'm going to read you some of these. So, like, a lot of them are American-Italian. But, like, Alex Bassani, he was born in Italy. Matteo Bocci, he was born in Italy.
Matteo Bocci? Okay, Bocce, probably.
Claudio Scotti. Am I saying it? Niccolò.
Say it again.
Oh, listen to this guy. Niccolò Penisa.
Niccolò.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Niccolò Penazzi.
She doesn't know the last names unless it's like Johnson there.
But she
you
knows
know what
how
I mean?
To pronounce. She just told me that I was saying Niccolò wrong. Claudio Scudi.
I mean, I think that's Claudio.
It is.
One.
Alberto Minio.
Alberto.
Yeah, see, she says it so much better.
It does sound better coming from you.
Oh, my gosh. Look at these
Where's
names.
Where's the Gambino kid?
Holy shit. One of the coaches. Oh, no. He's just a catcher. His name is Marcus Mastroboni.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it's...
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I love the names. What were you
Where
saying?
Where's the Giuseppe kid or what?
Giuseppe. He played... I think he was born in America, though.
But he had, like, a really Italian name.
I don't think we have new people with name Giuseppe.
Giuseppe's kind of like an old-school name?
Well, I mean, I guess you would, though, if it was, like, the second. Or do you guys do that? Do you guys name after, like, grandfathers or, like, dads?
Maybe, yes. It's more south than north.
Okay.
But we don't have double names, so if it's going to be the first name, but... sometimes it's because someone is dead.
But like if Joseph had a son and named his little boy Joseph Raymond Marola II, he would be a junior.
No.
Do you guys do that?
No, absolutely not. We have one name. Like some people have like a second name, like a middle name, but no, we don't have junior or like stuff like that.
So what would you do if it was a Joseph and then the son's name was Joseph? Joey? You just call him something different.
you call it something different. I tell you, like, usually you name your son or your daughter for your grandma or your granddad, but because they are not alive anymore. So you can use that name. So you're not going to have, like, oh, Joseph, you're going to go to your granddad, Joseph. No.
Okay.
That's big in, like, other countries, too, is, like, the, like, one-person names. Like, Maradona was a soccer player who played for Napoli in Italy, by the way. Uh-huh. I don't know if, Elena, do you know that name?
I'm proud of you. You didn't say Naples.
Yeah. Napoli.
Yeah.
Good documentary on.
I'm going to Napoli, actually.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
If you want to know more about it, let me just be there.
Let me just real quick tell you this story because it's really cruel. Maradona is Argentinian, uh-huh. and he played for Napoli in soccer. And they were typically pretty bad, and he brought them a lot of championships. Uh-huh. The people of Napoli loved him because I guess the people in Italy, Napoli isn't like the best city.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they were like
dangerous.
And they were like considered not one of the classiest cities. Okay. Uh-huh. So he put them on the map. Listen to this screw job. Italy hosts, I want to say like the 1988 World Cup.
Okay.
And the final is against Italy. Argentina against Italy in the Napoli Stadium.
Oh my gosh.
So this Maradona, who has brought Napoli all this fame, has now got to play against Italy in his stadium.
That's cool.
Who played? No, it was terrible.
Why?
Because like they were just like spitting at him and stuff.
Oh, well, that's because it's...
They love their country more than they love their soccer team. Yeah. You know, like the more they love his soccer team.
Yeah.
Good documentary on HBO Max. Go check that out. Before we get Elena out of here, our friend in Italy, we have to talk about espresso. What is the main difference mm-hmm. between that and coffee?
I mean, well, you guys drink a big amount of coffee.
We do everything big. We're so glutinous.
Which it can be the same strongness as our little one, because if not,
your heart would explode.
Yeah. So we actually do like the concentration of what you put with water. And you drink the venti.
Yeah, and it's
I think the bean is.
It's a smaller amount. And so do you typically drink it after dinner, or does anybody have an espresso before they go to work like we do here in the States?
I mean, a normal person usually drink one in the morning, then
one after dinner.
Sometimes one in the middle morning, but let's say a normal person, just one in the morning, one after lunch, and it's used to do it like after every meal, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tiny little cup. I love it. I need an espresso cup in my life. You know what I like?
I'll bring you one. I have a million.
One. I like the little one, and I also like the little wine glass. I think that's so cool. Like, whenever you see, an authentic Italian meal or movie, it's a little glass on a little tiny table, two old Italian guys sitting there talking.
I'm not a fan of the small wine glass for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I know. It's just kind of cool looking. Do the Starbucks sell different coffee than we do here? Does your Starbucks sell different
coffee?
It's not
a big thing there.
I think we don't have all the everything that you have, but for example, we have the pumpkin spice in fall, so yeah.
You do? That's not stopping Starbucks.
Basic bitch is international, baby.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, listen, if Loren ever gets her passport in order, maybe she'll come over there to Italy and bring us back some espresso from Italy for us to all try.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah, my passport's a disaster right now. It's a whole thing. I'll explain later.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming on, and happy St. Patty's Day to our friend in Italy.
Thank you for having me.
Love you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
There's Elena, everybody. All right, see you guys. Have a great St. Patty's Day weekend.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.